The Wife Who Knew Too Much by Michelle Campbell. Read for you by Dylan Moore. When you run with the wolves, don't trip. Proverb. Chapter 1. Nina's Diary. July 4. I'm writing this to raise an alarm in the event of my untimely death. This is hard to admit, even to myself, let alone to the world. My husband is planning to kill me, for obvious reasons. He's in love with someone else, and he wants my money. I'm sitting in my office in the tower room at Windswept as I write. I look out over the ocean. The waves pound the beach as dark clouds sweep in from the east. A storm is coming. This house belonged to my first husband, Edward. On the day we met, I was 23, working in an art gallery, barely scraping by. Edward was 50, and one of the wealthiest men in New York. People said I was a gold digger, but they were wrong. Edward might not have been the perfect husband, but I loved him. When he got sick, I nursed him. When he died, I grieved him. A year later, I met someone else and fell in love. And I married again. That was Connor, my second husband. On the night we met, he was 30. I was 50 and one of the wealthiest women in New York. Connor didn't have a penny. People took that to mean he could only be after my money. I didn't see it that way. People had been wrong about me. I assumed they were wrong about him, too. But they were right. I just finished meeting with the private investigator, and I'm writing this with tears in my eyes. A photograph sits before me on the desk, incontrovertible proof that the two of them are together, and have been for a very long time. I don't know how far it goes, or what they're capable of, but I fear the worst. As Connor well knows, we have an airtight prenup. The prenup says he gets nothing if he cheats. I can divorce him and throw him out on the street. Everything I gave him, the cars, the clothes, the expensive watches, that boat he loves so much, the jet, I can take away. And I will. He knows I will. How far would he go to prevent that from happening? I hope I'm being alarmist, but I fear he'd go to extremes. I'd throw him out right this minute, but I'm expecting 300 guests. I'll be holding my annual 4th of July gala tonight, here at Windswept. It was at that very same party 2 years ago that I first saw Connor. Infatuation at first sight. I should have slept with him and left it at that. But I'm too much of a romantic. Or just a fool. Well, I won't be foolish tonight. I'll be extremely careful. As soon as my guests leave, as the fireworks fade from the sky over the ocean, I'll confront him. I'll tell him it's over and kick him off my property. I won't do it alone. I'll take precautions. I'll have security with me because I fear what Connor might do if he knows he's about to lose everything. I'll be careful. I'll do it cleanly, quickly, and this marriage will be done. It's going to be so hard, though. I still love him. I love him so much that I have to fight the urge to give him another chance, to ask him to explain the things the investigator found. I can't do that. It would be a terrible mistake. It could even put my life at risk. I don't trust myself with him. That's why I'm leaving this diary where it's sure to be found. If something goes wrong, I want an autopsy. If I die unexpectedly, it was foul play. And Connor was behind it. Connor and her. Chapter 2. Southampton, New York, July 4th.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?